This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. The murder trial of a Philadelphia late-term abortionist is awakening stories from others who have lived, worked with, or witnessed work similar to the abortion work done by Kermit Gosnell. From abortion clinics still in business to abortions back in the 70s, all the way back to Joseph Mengele, who remarkably did this kind of work under the Third Reich. Life News offers stories on a wide range of characters operating similarly in the eugenic business of abortion. Regarding the story's nearly complete news blackout, no media outlet matches the utter blackout of ABC News, which has offered not a mention of the name Gosnell. The problem with that is made clear in the Virginia race for governor. Pro-abortion candidate Terry McAuliffe is counting on citizens not knowing about Gosnell because he opposes laws and regulations that would make the horrors of the Gosnell case less likely in Virginia. Citizens cannot protect against problems they do not know exist. This is Life News Radio. The view, the accurate view, of the human person changes everything. The news you hear and see pertaining to the human person has the power to inform or misinform your opinions and what you do with the gift of life and what you allow your government to do. It's why we at this station offer news on the life issue. We hope you will carefully assess what you hear, read, and view. This is Life News Radio. Chen Keigui is dying, denied a simple appendectomy in China because his uncle Chen Guangcheng is free to speak about China's one-child policy here in the U.S. Not to worry, however, Secretary of State John Kerry left a voicemail message on the matter for his counterpart in Beijing. For pro-life headlines, delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.